Hey, we're calling Johnny Joey Jones.
Please enjoy this Verizon ring back to our
What is his ring back going to be? Oh, lame.
Lame.
Dude, your ring back music is lame.
Oh, it's pretty bad, man. It's elevator music.
Yeah. I would have expected more from you, dude.
Yeah, something. That was embarrassing.
Listen, anything more than that, and I'm just another guy with a ring back song.
That's right.
Are you on the road right now?
I am. I am on my way to San Antonio to get a new set of legs this morning.
A new set of legs? Do you have to change them out, or you just get upgrades?
A little bit of both. My nubs, as you would commonly hear them referred to, will change size if I gain weight or lose weight, and their shape's really crazy anyway. So after a while, you have to get form back to them.
Never knew that.
Didn't know that. You know, you made a thing on Twitter about Kaepernick, you know, saying that, hey, I don't have legs, but I'll stand enough for both of us for the national anthem. And a lot of people, I couldn't believe the hate. Like, people come straight out and were like, I can't even believe any, even if I didn't agree with you, I couldn't say the thing that these people were saying to you.
That's why you a cyborg.
Yeah, and well,
you don't understand the plight of the black man. That's why you a cyborg who lost your legs. I'm like,
what?
How crazy. Do people justify saying stuff like that?
I mean, I thought you handled it great. You handled it with
fun, man.
You handled it with love. You handled it with humor. Yeah. And
I think what you do better than just about anybody out there is you don't resort to name calling and cussing and all that kind of stuff, because once you do that on Twitter, you've lost the war.
No, absolutely. I mean, if someone comes at you and calls you, and I quote, gizmo duck paperclip legs, I mean,
which, know, by the way, is pretty, that's a pretty good one, though, right, John? That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
But no, really, though, it was, it's been 3 or 4 days now. My original tweet wasn't even insulting to Colin Kaepernick, and that's what kind of makes it even more crazy, is that, you know, people just look for a reason to be offended, which goes back to what Colin Kaepernick did and is doing and his justification for it. Listen, man, if you want to exercise your First Amendment right, do it all day long. Just don't be really stupid when you do it.
Well,
I also don't like the fact that we live in a culture where if somebody disagrees with you, they feel like they can throw out the, and this is where it gets crazy, they throw out the word racist. And, you know, we can disagree without being racist. That's what people, and then once they throw that tag out there, like I saw the Drew Brees thing, I saw the Aaron Rodgers thing, and the Tony Stewart thing, it's like, wait a minute. And slow down. You don't even know these people. You can't call them a racist. You cannot accuse someone of being a racist if you don't know them.
Right.
You know, when you look at that flag and you hear that anthem, why can't that stand for people that have fought for civil rights? Why can't that stand for people who have stood up against?
Well, just wait. The flag will be under attack sooner rather than later, because it was invented at a time when people had slaves, and we can't have that reminder. That is sure. Where we're going. So be prepared, America. The flag will come under attack for being a symbol of racism. And it's getting completely out of control in this country. I understand we can have racial discussions, we can have racial disagreements, but we've got to come together. This, when we continue to drive a wedge, it only gets bigger, the chasm gets harder to cross, the wounds are slower to heal.
Absolutely, and listen, man, the African-American community is probably the most resilient and strongest community this world has ever seen, to go in such a short time from slavery to, you know, the office of the presidency and the wonderful things that are happening in this country that they're not just a part of, but creating and causing and owning. It really breaks my heart that we're not spending more time celebrating that and using that to change other people's hearts and minds, and that we've gotten to a point in 2016 where all we can do is name call. That's literally all we want to do. You know, the greatest gift I ever had was 8 years in the Marine Corps, where, you know, the only color you were was a shade of green, and everyone hated you equally, all joking aside. But you know, I come from a small town that had racism, and a lot of that racism was being afraid of something you didn't know. And it took people reaching out and saying, come on, let's figure this out. And I've seen it change. I've seen it change in my own hometown, and I think it'll I think those problems exist and they'll be fixed, but they won't be fixed by drawing more lines in the sand.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate, you know, we love you. And if someone wants to follow you on Twitter, what is it? I forget. I don't have my Twitter.
At Johnny underscore Joey.
Hey, man, thanks. And best of luck today getting your new legs, brother. That's awesome.
Poor little pink tink. I'll be Lieutenant Dan by this evening.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to seeing the pictures. Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.